reason why the brothers are here is because, you know, is there a need to go to that? And is that what is best for the fellowship right now? I don't know. I don't really think it that is. Of course, Randy's better attitude is good. That's something that's an encouraging factor. But the best thing for our fellowship is what we need to want to consider right now.
Chris, do you remember, we never did that then after that. And Stuart said that we would do that. But now the school is beginning. And he pointed to that as being the important thing that we would have to do first. It is the thing that we all have to do first before the school can begin. The brothers do have to agree and make this covenant. And they're going to all accept the discipline before we can go on.
Well, I see now, because Stuart does begin talking and say, okay, here it is. This is the beginning of the approach of how to become disciplined. There's no one committed to it. Once again, it's just him giving up himself and all of us just beating it up. I don't know what Stuart's doing, but it seems to me that
I do.
Yeah, I know you do. But I don't. I don't want to be harsh or personal, but our situation is critical, and my situation is critical. And how in the world, unless we want discipline, what's the good of Stuart laying out a plan of discipline? What's the good of do? He can tell us all the rules in the world, unless there's a real burning desire that we want to do these things, it shows. It doesn't mean anything. You can wretch around and fool around and squirm around all you want, but in the end, it still comes down to the fact that we need discipline, we need to be committed. And each one of us has to make a personal commitment to Jesus to be working at these things, but also part of the major part of our discipline is learning how to work together and be right there. If we aren't even willing to accept unity and a commitment to being disciplined, and I don't see any point in what Stuart developed in the meeting, the key meeting.
I can see your point, but I think it's pretty much understood. It's that brothers who are here to learn the rules, and are here to submit to them, and of course there have to be this personal sense of commitment. But,
I agree with you, Chris. I don't think that the brothers that a lot of the brothers sitting here are willing at this point. Because they know they need it. I know I need it. There's a difference between knowing you need something and willingness to do it. I don't think that the willingness is all out there on the part of a lot of the brothers. I don't think it is.
Because there are some that we are willing. We don't want to stay in agreement. And through the words in the verse about any man has a claim to loyalty, we are acting all the same things, but not at all.
I don't really know. I'm not saying everybody should stand up and go, yay, and make a commitment.
Isn't that in a way what you were... Is that in a way what you were preaching, though?
No. No, I wasn't.
Well, I think that's what you were preaching.
It may have came across that way, but that's not what I was trying to say. But I said earlier that it could just be a cheerleading thing. It's got to be a personal willingness in yourself. I know that Jesus has been, in the last, I don't know how long, a week or 10 days, been showing me, gently, he's been showing me what a mess I am, what a sinner I am. And that I've just been a phony a lot. Almost all my Christian life, I've been on being a phony. And I need to rebuild, with the help of Jesus, I need to rebuild the basis of my life. And that's what I see. And I know I don't want the world. I see the backfires and the what's out there. It's not there. It's a meaningless life. I'm struggling right now get direction. I don't know what to do, really. I feel if I go to Stuart, I'm leeching off of him and wasting his time. I'm quite willing to submit myself to a framework of discipline so I don't have to waste his time to get his attention. That's why I don't have any other choice. Jesus, again, gently forced me into the corner. I had no choice. Just practice. And I gotta go to this, and all of us have to. But there's not much willingness. the ones that there's no urgency. In other words, you didn't see all kinds of older brothers standing up and saying, I'm a mess. I need help. I don't see that. So maybe I'm going overboard. I am. I'm pretty emotional right now. But I need Jesus and I need discipline right now. Or I can't make it anymore. There's nowhere else to go. Where else can you go?
It's good that you desire that. You have to fight. You have to fight those emotions. To be driving at the best thing for our whole fellowship right now.
That's what I think I'm doing. I think I'm doing that at this point. But, all right, emotion, being emotional about it might be wrong, but this is coming from someplace inside of myself that's real for a change, instead of only deceitful places. It seems to me that being honest and trying to urge the older brothers to see that it's hopeless what we're all doing and we're committing suicide. And we need to really get sick of ourselves and do something now. Because is this what you want as a life, to come here every single night at 8 o'clock and have to
No!
Especially,
I think Randy made a good point about 15 minutes ago when he pointed out that Stuart told us we should make a covenant together, that the older brothers should do it. It's going to be the next night, and like Randy pointed out, it didn't happen the next night. I think we should make a covenant together. I commit myself to accepting the discipline. And I hope that all the older brothers here do the same, and all the brothers and sisters in general, but especially the older brothers.
For example, if we don't make some kind of a commitment, how are we going to require each other to adhere to the rule? If we don't, in other words, if you know that the brother next to you isn't really interested all that much in making a commitment to discipline, how can you say, brother, do this? If Bobby's committed and I'm committed, I can walk up to Bobby and say, Bobby, you need to do this, and Bobby can say to me, excuse me, you need to do this. Both because of our sense of honor and our sense of wanting to please Jesus, that will be our motivation. We'll want to do it because of those reasons. Because we both know that we want healing. And unless we state our intention, we're not going to be able to trust that the brother next to us is going to do it. And I don't know. I'm sure that there'll be an emotional, a lot of brothers would stand up and not mean it, but I've lost at this point. But we have to make some kind of open commitment.
I agree.
You have permission to speak.
Are you around, brother?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was wondering if we could take a vote on who wants to commit to discipline, make a covenant match.
This is something that Jesus spoke about, so that we had to fall to the earth and die, and it was used, and it wouldn't be cut off.
No, it's not falling to the earth and dying, accepting certain rules. There's still a lot of difference. It's a lot deeper.
My name is David Ballard. Also, it's true that I think that the only thing we really know is that at this point there really isn't any other alternative. And that anything less than making a covenant would be just more retching around like we've been doing for the last few months. And it should be pointed out that it says in Ecclesiastes that when you vow a vow to God, you should not delay paying it, for he has no pleasure in fools. And we should make a serious covenant. And those that don't take it seriously and just go along because they want to look good or something like that, then they'll pay the price. But we must go ahead and we must strain forward because we've been held back by the wrong spirits for too long.